listening to a Hip Hop Digest special interview with King Killer, Kuchi, and E Green.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest interview series. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. And just like King Killer said, we got the interview series cracking off. And today, we have the real Ice Lord. What's up, brother?
Peace, God. How you living?
Good. We good, baby.
Shit, it's L.A. You know I'm good.
It's sunny weather, huh?
I'm trying to get out there.
Yeah, so you know, go ahead, King Killer, do what you got to do.
All right, so Ice Lord, we have a tradition on Hip Hop Digest. Before we talk about anything else, okay, we need to know from you your personal top three MCs.
And we don't care if it's niggas that live right next door to you that nobody know about. Just your personal top three.
Well, first and foremost, Ghostface Killer. Right. If I could put him in all three, I would, to be honest with you.
Right.
He like as an overall artist, nobody fucking with him. You know what I mean? He got the street cred, he got the lyrics, he dropped jewels, he be fly, he had the Wonder Woman bracelet. Like, you can't fuck with Ghost, man. Like, that's his period. That's
right. Period,
you know what I'm saying? So number two, damn, that's hard as fuck. For real, I be playing Rock number two. Okay. Rock Marciano.
Okay, oh, well, shit. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Rock Marciano. And then three. I fuck with Sean Price. It's between Sean Price and Guru.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Oh, respectable list. All right.
Now,
this nigga said the Wonder Woman bracelet. All right.
Hey, it works for him, though, right?
Hell yeah. He could pull that shit off.
God.
Wow, that's what's up. So, I mean, I assume that you are a guy who is, like, as a young man, you studied MCs. Those are, you were born in what was on your page? 91, right?
Right, 91.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing for somebody who was born in 91 to list those particular MCs. That takes study, and I gotta give you, I'm impressed by that. That takes study.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
No doubt.
Thank you.
So certainly, let's get into, you know, some of what you're doing. So tell us, you know, pretty much where you from. You know, your maybe some philosophy on MCing.
I got to put the brakes on you real quick, my brother.
Hold up.
Forgot the other question.
What was the other
one? There's another question. What was his own pocket.
What was your first CD or tape or cassette deck, whatever you bought with your own money? What was the first one?
MP3.
My own money?
With your own money.
My own money. I was about to tell you what my mom, my first CD my mom bought me. I was a little kid. My own money. That's crazy. No cap. Diplomatic Immunity by Dipset.
Oh, that's okay. A good one. That's a good one.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Yo, I'm sorry.
Hold on. I'm curious, though. What did your moms buy you?
She bought me Eminem Marshall Mathers LP.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Was popular, huh?
Wow. Nah, really, because, you know, when he said his top three MCs, man, I just got lost, man.
Couldn't believe it. Can't believe you. Like, hey, wait a minute. It's your young boy talking that.
Yeah.
Not Ghostface.
Yeah, no doubt. So, again, let's get into it.
Real quick, though.
Yo.
I was going to say real quick. I got a homie. I ain't going to put his name out there, but we be talking music and shit all the time. And he was telling me about Biggie, and I was telling him about Ghost. He was like, man, Ghost is trash. I said, what the fuck is you talking about? He 24 years old. And I played him some songs. I went to Genius to read the lyrics. Nigga can't argue with that, bro. Genius don't lie, bro.
Got the lyrics right in front of you.
Yo, that's what's good. So tell us where you from and basically how you basically got started MCing.
I'm from East Cleveland, Ohio. Moved to Columbus when I was 3. And then I was moving back and forth to go live with my dad. It was like a little power struggle between the parents. Eventually, you know, with the court system, you know, mom kept me with her. Mm. But she would always allow me to go back. She would always allow me to go back and see my pop. So it's like anytime I asked, it was never a no. Even on school night, I want to go to Cleveland. All right, take the, here go to Greyhound bus. I'll go come back on the week before school starts. So,
wow, that's what's up.
How I started rapping.
That I don't even know, man. That's crazy. I remember my first memory of music ever. I had to be like maybe 8, 7. I was watching this video with Diddy. It was Diddy and Biggie. I forgot what song it was, but me and my adopted brother used to act like we was Biggie and he was Diddy and shit like that. And that made me want to write. So I was in elementary school, so I started writing. In my notebook, I filled up notebooks very quickly. My mom found it. Low key got mad because I had cuss words and all that shit in there. But it was all good. You know, that's how I started watching Biggie and P. Diddy on TV.
Okay. Yo. All
right. So take that.
Yeah. No doubt. So generally, when you into a project, I can't help but notice the similarities. And are you down with Conway, West Side Gunn, that whole scene?
No, I'm not. I'm cool. Me and Wes, I had a clothing line on the Instagram page for it. And he hit me up. He said he wanted a hoodie. I said I want a verse. He said, well, the verse like 1,000 right now. So.
That's a hell of a hoodie.
He chopped it up. Yeah, we chopped it up. Somehow I got Conway's info, and me and him used to text all the time. I remember I sent him a song, and you know, he was like, "You talking that talk, bro? What you trying to do with it?" I said, "I'm trying to find a home." He said, "All right, when we get our deal situated, you'll be the first person I call." So off of that, I bought a CD from him. It's the black and white one where we got the gunshot wounds in his neck. I forgot the name of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had bought that. It was $15. A couple months go by, I text him, bro, you still send the CD out? Blocked the number, blocked me on Instagram, all type of shit, kept my bread. So, you know, it's different. If we meet each other, it's going to have to be a long talk. We're going to have to come to an understanding. I'm going to need my bread back, or I'm going to need an apology or something.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's real. That's what's up. So your philosophy on MCing, how do you come to, because what I like... on a particular couple of cuts, or the two records that I really liked that I was listening to on your Bandcamp, Above Ground, that's on that Four Corners project, and then Avocado on Toast, which is a lovely record. I like that record a lot. What is your philosophy on as far as beat selection?
Beat selection. Well, I actually used to go for the grimy shit, but the grimy shit low-key played out. Like, everybody want these Halloween-type beats, and it's starting to sound the same as getting born. So I started going towards the drumless route.
Right.
Like, the fly, soulful, smooth drumless joints. I feel like I can express myself. I don't really have to fit my bars inside of these drums. I can have an abstract flow, poetic flow, like I did on Drake Domania. It just allowed me to express myself much more.
Okay.
All right. I got a question for you. How'd you hook up with SD Knack on that project?
Oh, shit. Well, we been fucking with each other in the DM. No lie, though, he's one of my favorite new artists, period.
Okay.
Everybody I meet, I play SD Knack, and he does the same about me, so... We have a producer we both work with named Superior. He oversees, and he was shooting a video to one of Superior's beats, and he wanted me on it. So he sent me the joint. I recorded it. The producer actually bought me a ticket to go shoot the video with Nat. So went out to Lynn, stayed in the mini mansion, probably like 3 or 4 days, and just recorded all day. And that's how that came about.
Okay, so y'all did that in one day.
More like two.
Oh, okay.
You know, we was out partying and shit. And that's where I got knowledge of self. I've been had knowledge of self, but not in the realm of 5%. So he took me to one of the older guys, King Asiatic, and we were just building. I was learning how to apply the knowledge. So that's why it took 2 days. I was learning and shit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So my turn for a question. You in pregame, you mentioned just slightly there that you had an album coming out that may have some trap music on it. And I want to ask you, like, in your bracket, you know, I listen to your music, like, it's hard because I'm like a pure hip hop, like you was talking about the soulful samples and scratching and DJ spit. I'm not DJ spitting because it, well, some DJ spit, I guess, but MC spitting and so forth. And then we got the trap stuff. What made you want to even try that? I'm just curious.
That was actually the first music I made when I started recording. Like, I always been a lyrical, just bar you up type of rapper. But when I started recording, I think I was 14 or 15, it was on the Get Your Mind Right beat by Jeezy. So I've been making trap shit. I got old trap mixtapes by another name that I used to have. And I was actually popping with that shit. But I don't know, I'm torn, dog. I'm really torn between that shit because I love hip hop to death. But it's kind of boring. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas is not making 50,000 just to go to the club off no hip hop shit. I'm trying to get this bag, and it's just fun, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna bring the bag back to hip hop. That's what niggas don't understand. Like, y'all just gotta wait it out. You know what I mean?
I appreciate your honesty, brother.
Yeah,
I appreciate your honesty.
No doubt, because you get so many cats up there who are front, and you know we don't really understand that philosophy of fronting. Look, if you're making trap to get that bag, then just say it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
There's nothing wrong with that. And then being honest enough to say, you know, once I get the bag, oh shit, I'm gonna come back and make some real hip hop any fucking way. You know, that's integrity. You know what I mean?
If a nickel bag is sold. Yeah, that's what's up. But we got the what we call the Hip Hop Digest text chain. It's one of those group text things we do, and we talk a lot on it. We got a couple of dudes on there: Wes Dino, Peter Johansson. Where's Dino from? Somewhere in the Midwest, right?
I thought he said he was from Dallas or somewhere down there.
Okay, yeah, and Peter Johansson is from Denmark. They love your work, fam. And I mean they inundate us with that shit, right? So, as I said, I listen to hip hop like for real, right? But there's like periods that I want to hear some gunplay, and I'm not talking about that kid named Gunplay. I'm talking about the kind of shit you do. Where you would you say you not tall enough to block my shot? Shit like that.
Right.
I listen to that kind of stuff, but I mean that make me want to do something, right?
Get a nigga in a certain type of mood.
I said you ain't tall enough to block these shots. Hit you from long range before the shot clock stop.
He was dumbing out on that verse right there. He was dumbing out.
Yeah, I was laughing with Kurt. I said he opened up the joint where I'm talking about putting 16 in your car.
All right, that's back.
So, and coming from Cleveland, I know you said you maybe moved when you was like 3, but I've been to Cleveland a couple of times. I know how segregated that city is. Like, going back and forth from there, did you have anything? Was there any experiences that you came across that helped you with what you write? I mean, the way you live. I mean, what inspires you?
Well, to be honest, Cleveland. If you're from Cleveland if you're talking to a Columbus nigga, Cleveland niggas are clowning you. Like, bro, you from Columbus? You ain't tough. We got jokes about niggas like that. So when I was going to Columbus, I seen how easy it was. As soon as I get back to the east side of Cleveland, niggas, you know, rolling dice in front of the trap, 9-10 years old, selling drugs, having block parties with the Jeezy Snowman shirt from the gas station. It was just a whole bunch of street shit going on. You know, my pops used to have me out there knocking niggas out. I was like 10 years old. So it was a lot of street shit. I encountered my first police brutality in Cleveland on my 15th birthday. It's just hell. But then when I go back to Columbus, it's like, okay, I'm cool. I get a little bit of tension off my shoulders. But as I got older and started fucking with the streets more in Columbus, it's low key the same. It's street niggas everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Not about that. So, what's your tour experience like?
Shit, I actually have none, man. I have some shows in the past, like years ago, but there's actually a guy trying to set up a Europe tour. We're just trying to get the, you know, get the bag right, see if it makes sense.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Good. That's what's up. So, yeah, I think Hip Hop Digest, in a way, you know, we're catching you at a good time because, you know, you make it to that next level.
Right.
We'll be have glad we talked to you.
before the full transition. We were like, oh shit, nah, he Meek Mills now. Fuck it. He ain't even fucking with me.
One thing about me, everybody who gave me a chance, I have a book where I write names down and people who fuck with me in the beginning. So I'm going to go through that book when it's all said and done.
All right.
No doubt. That's what's up. So, you got any collaborations coming up? You got anybody that you want to work with or anything like that?
Me and Kanye Itachi, we're working on an album called Iceberg. That's about to be crazy. Working on another joint with Superior. We don't got a title for that yet. I'm actually thinking about working on History of the Guillotine 2 with The Prospect.
Okay.
About doing that. Think about doing a Black Angela Carlin 2 with Rob De Niro. But to be honest with you, I never liked rapping with other niggas.
Okay. No, that's real.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You got your own name.
I want all the Sean.
No doubt.
But if I do, like, the only reason you hear me on somebody's track, either one, they pay me for it, and two, because I just be wanting to, like, outshine everybody. Like, I'll do a song with a nigga just to out rap him.
Oh, okay.
All right, cannabis. You do know what I'm talking about when I say that, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, LL Cool J type shit. Yeah.
No doubt. I gotta say, man, I you know, this is usually I don't even be tripping on nothing like this, but Ice Lord, that's a fly handle, man. Yo, that is really a fly handle. I like that.
Oh, y'all gotta excuse that Magnum PI shit that just flew over.
Yeah, man. I'm really trying to change this shit. Like, the name of the crew is Ice World USA. So I wanted to be to a point where, like, when niggas go to Cleveland, they say they're in Ice World. I'm trying to make a whole new sound for my city.
That's what's up.
Okay.
That's what's up. I see you already trying to set up a leadership position. And again, you were saying something about knowledge of self and earlier. That's what I really took away from that track off that Four Corners project, Above Ground. You really dropping some knowledge on there, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
You was really dropping some serious knowledge on there. I appreciate that.
And Thank you.
Right. And I appreciate it because, again, you are, you know, compared to us, you're really a young guy. But, man, to have a young guy, what we talk about, balance, you sort of can definitely bring the street, you know, what's going on in the street and in your city and your state, no doubt. But you certainly can bring that knowledge, too. And a lot of this music is so one-sided, you know what I'm saying? It's just all street 24/7, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if you could bring that balance, yo, I think you got good things for your future.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. A lot of people tell me that too. Not to say no names, but people be telling me like they favorite artists don't really drop jewels like that. And I'm like, hey, I feel you. That's another reason I don't be on songs with niggas, because I'm trying to hear how many niggas you done killed. That shit played out too, bro.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. Niggas you done killed, bitches you done fucked, and cars you done got. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how many motherfucking ways can you say that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, it's cool, and I'm not hating it. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, there's a time and a place for all of that shit. At 8 o'clock in the morning on the fucking radio or 7:30 in the morning while kids getting ready for school is not time for that shit. But that's what we got.
Yeah. You know how I do feel like, you know, niggas my age don't respect that what you did 20 years ago. It's about what you're doing today. I'll still slap the shit out you.
You know,
yeah, so, no doubt.
So how do you feel like in the position that you're in? Again, we keep harping on your youth, we're gonna say, but how do you feel about, you know, there's this thing, and I think it's starting to change a little bit, but there's this thing about the old versus the young and stuff like that. Because how do you feel about that?
All the old heads fuck with me. It's hella older people that called me their favorite rapper in the past like 6 months. Talking about like diehard hip hop fans. So I fuck with them. The only thing I don't agree with is when it comes to trap. And that's, of course, I'm biased because I make that too, but I agree with them. It's not hip hop, and we have to call it what it is. It's trap. But you can't really tell somebody else how they can rap. They're their own man. You know what I'm saying? All you have to do is just don't listen to it and state your opinion. You feel me?
That's a good ass point. But now I got to throw something else at you. We got another dude on the chain, the text chain, that's talking about trap music is from Atlanta, and nobody else from nowhere else can't do trap. How would you respond to that?
So that means nobody from anywhere else can be a lyricist. You can't do boom bap, you can't do none of that. Matter of fact, if you're not from New York, you can't rap, period. How about that?
Well, to make it fair, out here in the West Coast, there was G-Funk. I'm not saying that G-Funk was like trap music. It was totally different, and not everybody was trying to do G-Funk. But when you hear G-Funk, you know California. Certain music that you hear, I don't know if they call it a certain thing, but from Texas, you know it's them dudes from Texas, and so on and so on.
And that Ohio sound, you know about Bone Thugs. You knew that sound when you heard it. You knew what that was.
But he's trying to say that, like I say, that anybody rapping about drugs and money and coming up or whatever like that, that's trap music. You know, it's not necessarily the sound, because anybody can do that sound. They do that sound in fucking pop music now. But and I call it rattlesnake. But anyway, people say that they from Atlanta, that you can only do trap from Atlanta. That was interesting to me.
This is how I see it too. Like, I understand. I don't even know, man. I got to do the research on that. It started in Atlanta. Because niggas been trapping before the sound came out. So it's like, we not supposed to rap about our lives. Just because we so happen to like 808s and shit don't mean we stealing your sound. 808's been around before trap music been around, so.
Look at, boy. The knowledge. Boy, knowledge.
808's been around since the 80s.
Yeah, right. And that's just one of the things that, you know, I guess, kind of, sort of, you know, we get into this sort of discussions, these back and forths, but like you said, you know, the music and the music of today is largely, centered around 808s and that whole drum kit, but that is not a new kit. It wasn't invented in Atlanta, you know? So, I feel you. I hear you. You know what I mean? So, definitely.
One more thing, too, God. A lot of these producers in Atlanta don't even be from there. You know, Atlanta and melting pot.
Right. Yes, no doubt.
Niggas be from like Mississippi, all type of other places. So niggas can't really claim it. Yeah, if he was raised there, that's cool. But niggas don't really be from there like that.
Well, that's like your man's Ludacris. I mean, I know he ain't all in the scene now. But Luda is. You think Luda? You think, oh, Atlanta? Nah, isn't they sent from Cincinnati or some shit?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So it's same thing as out here. You know what I'm saying? And shit, people just come here, and now you from here. I'm not from here. I live here. But, you know, it is what it is. I just wondered about that because, again, that is something that's not going to go away, because everybody, everywhere wants to claim something, but it's kind of hard when it comes to music. You know what I'm saying? Because if you listen to the radio, and you're going to hear the same shit. I don't care where you're from. So who can claim it?
Exactly.
Down. So I gotta say, man, Hip Hop Digest, man, I'm certainly pulling for you. You know what I mean? Cause you know, I just think that your philosophy and how you bring forth is balanced, and that is so rare. You know what I mean? You're in rare air, my young friend.
And that's coming from dudes is several decades older than you, bro.
Yeah. Nah, I'm gonna make everybody proud, man. The crazy thing is, like, I already knew this was gonna happen when I post my trap music again. I was gonna lose some followers. I'd be losing followers every day, but then on the bright side, I gain like 5 or 6 more every day. So, you know, but I would think niggas would know I love hip hop more than to just abandon it. But I just want the same support to get me where y'all probably really want me to go, get the bag. And after that, bro, my goal is to sign every underground rapper in my community, all the producers, boom bap producers in my community, and just put them on the world stage. That's my goal. But one problem with the old heads is they be fickle, and at the first sign of auto-tune or something, they unfollow you. Like, damn, you ain't even hear the plan yet.
Yeah, but you know what, though? But see, to me, I think that you solved that when you said the reason, you know, you, first of all, you're an artist and you can do trap or you could do that sound, okay? Mm-hmm. But there's a reason behind it, okay? Right. You stated that. So any old head who's going to have issue with that, the fact that you stated it, you know, you being transparent about it. So, you know, I don't know. Shit, they got an issue then. You know what I mean?
Well, let me go even deeper. I, without naming names, the guy who said, everybody already knows because we talked about it last week, but the guy who talked about old heads should be kissing his feet. That's the kind of shit right there that makes us like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, without the people who performed and made records and didn't get a fucking thing but a bottle of Moet and a blunt, you know what I'm saying? You wearing a house on your finger. You're wearing that house on your finger because those guys way before you. So that kind of statement is what really, really rubs older cats the wrong way. And not to say that these young cats that's getting money shouldn't be celebrated. You should be celebrated, but you're celebrated for getting money. You're not being celebrated for creating art that's going to last through generations. You know what I'm saying? As the bullshit as Sugar Hill Gang, there, as bullshit as that record is, you could still play that shit today and everybody gonna say hip hop, hibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You know what I'm saying? But ain't nobody gonna be saying, I don't really care, she cry. You're not gonna be saying that in 20 years. So don't tell me that old heads should be kissing your feet, yo. Tell me something. Do you know how many young rappers are on the highway roadkill right now?
Right.
We supposed to kiss their feet too? Because they got a little change and then all of a sudden they disappear. So right. I think that's where the older heads is like, just show some respect for the game, yo. You ain't gotta like me, you ain't gotta care about me, but have some respect for the game.
That's what it's about. As a man, have some respect for another man. As a man, like, when I seen that interview, it was Offset who said that. When I seen that, I got mad, bro. I get mad at all this shit because I understand. Like, I told y'all my top 3 rappers, so that's already clear. But I understand that niggas come before you, just like your parents. You gotta respect your parents, your grandparents. We'll probably still be in slavery for like civil rights and shit like that. So you gotta respect the elders at all times. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and people was trying to, you know, fix it up. Well, you didn't hear the whole thing. It doesn't matter. Never should that have come out of his mouth about kissing his feet.
Yeah, but again, I'm going to reiterate this. I'm going to get back to exactly what Ice Lord said, and that's where I'm going to defend him. You know, you do got hip hop out there. And, you know, and you doing trap, and you probably very good at doing trap, and that may get you the bag. All right? So that's first of all, that's respect. And again, I can't say it enough, but transparency that you probably don't see in somebody your age. And that's why me personally, like I said, man, I'm going to say it again. I'm rooting for you.
Oh, no, this was no knock on the Lord by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying that I'm just putting that out there like as a seed, like 10 weeks from now, you'll have a conversation with somebody and you'll be like, yeah, I was talking to these old cats and they were saying blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? It's just it sounds like you already got that, but I'm just saying, this is just to reiterate come on, yo. We all in this together. Even us. I never made a rap record. I just been a DJ. You know what I'm saying? But I love hip hop. I was there when it started. I love it. Still love it to this day. And as at 53 years old, yo, there ain't too many people that I can call, except for my brothers right here and a few other on the chain, that I can call and talk like, yo, did you hear that new fucking Ice Lord? They'll be like, Ice Lord, what the fuck you talking about? So it's special to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm never letting it go. Hip hop is going in the casket with me.
So, yeah, that's fast. That's real. So Ice, before we let you go, I got just a couple of more questions. As far as like, you know, do you do any producing yourself, and the toolbox that you use, computer, software, microphones, anything that you got special that you get down with?
Yeah, I make beats too. I don't really make trap beats. I make the old school boom bap shit and the drumless shit. I use Fruity Loops. That was the first program I ever learned how to make beats, and that's the only program I ever used. I never had a beat machine, even though I want to learn how to work that. But Fruity Loops is like the easiest to me. It's okay. Like click, drag, chop. They got all the plugins, easy to work, so I'll be using that.
That's real, no doubt. So, all right, man. Kerr G, you good?
I'm good, baby. I'm good. I'm just listening. I'm just loving that the young man's got knowledge himself. That's special, my brother.
There you go.
No doubt.
I'm glad he has a plan. Bring them bags back.
Exactly.
We're going to remind this nigga, too, about that footnote when he get big, when he on that Meek Mill level. I thought you said you was going to remember us.
Oh, we ain't in the book? We in the book?
Nah, I'm a DM y'all my number and all that, bro.
All right.
That's what's good.
So, I talk to everybody. I don't ignore no DM, no comment. Hella people got my number. We chop it up every day, just like random motherfuckers. So.
Alright, no doubt.
I'm gonna put you in the hip hop text chain.
I'm like, yeah, do that for real.
Alright.
Done deal.
No doubt. That's what's good. Yo, so no doubt that, ladies and gentlemen, that has been Ice Lord. You know, originally from Cleveland, Ohio, has been a guest of the Hip Hop Digest. We appreciate you, no doubt. Thank you much.
Before you let go, where can people find your music? Where can they find you?
At The Real Ice Lord on all platforms. Ice Lord on Bandcamp, SoundCloud, YouTube, Spotify, all that. Anywhere you can stream music, that's where I'm at The Real Ice Lord. All
right, no doubt.
Deal. I'm about to bang one of your albums right now.
Thank you.
No doubt.
All right, man.
So, yeah, I guess my man E Green, he'll let you know when this is going to post. It'll post maybe in a week or so. I can't say, but he'll let you know when the interview posts.
Okay, bet.
I got you on that IG link. I got you.
Bet. I'm about to send y'all my number right now.
All
right.
Done deal.
All right. Good looking. Be safe out there, brother.
All right. You too.
All right.
Well, all right, man.